الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the 99 beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى, inshallah today we discuss a few of them, the first being Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud means the most loving, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wadudun li awliyaihi wa saliheen min ibadihi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves greatly His servants, His close friends, and His pious bondsmen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. So that's one meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His creation and He loves His servants when they turn in obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Actually, in the Quran, ulama explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already extended His friendship to us. That Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am already the friend of every believer. All he needs to do is hang on to the hand of Allah that is extended towards us. However, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that Al-Wadud means Al-Habib, the most beloved. For there is no being in the entire world that is loved to the extent and degree that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is loved by any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loved the most. So it's a dual meaning, Al-Wadud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us extremely and a lot, and we also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. O believers, if any one of you has to renegade and turn his back to the deen of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not going to harm the grandeur, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the least. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all I require, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. I will create such a people that I will... So the mere fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not destroyed us and He has not replaced us with any other creation, it means that He loves us. And we will have to reciprocate and show back and express that love equally to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This word Al-Wadud appears 2 times in the Quran. And amazingly, Inna Rabbi Rahimu Wadud. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. In the second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. That immediately after expressing or mentioning the name of forgiveness, generally when a person has wronged, He has done something, he has erred, he's flawed against you, in whatever nature or in whichever manner he has done something wrong to you. Now it takes time to build that relationship to where it was. It's going to take time. But yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when his servant and his banda turns to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ, I am oft forgiven, I have forgiven you. Immediately, al-wadud, I love you. Because the moment I have forgiven you, you've got a clean slate. There's nothing to your books of deeds. I already love you. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. In the hadith that appears in Sahih Muslim, there was a person, أَنَّ رَجُلًا زَارَ أَخًا لَهُ فِي قَرْيَةٍ. He went to visit one of his brothers in another city. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel, فَأَرْسَدَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَلَكًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel, and this angel came in human form, and on his road, the moment he reached his destination, then the angel asked this person, أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ, where you want to go? So he says, I am going to visit in Uridu an Azura Akhan Li fi Qaryatin. I'm going to visit one of my friends in this city, in this village. So the angel asks this person, he doesn't even know it's an angel. So he says, Halaka min ni'matin alayhi tarubbuha. Have you ever conferred a favor to him, because of which maybe you're going to have a good time, you're going to meet him, and maybe he needs to reciprocate and do a favor to you in return? Is there anything to that effect? So he says, la. There's no ulterior motive of maybe getting something out of him because I've conferred a favor to him. No. غَيْرَ أَنِّي أَحْبَبْتُهُ فِي اللَّهِ. The only reason I have set out on this journey to meet him is because I love him for the sake of Allah. This angel announces to him and he says, فَإِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَيْكَ. I am the messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying that he loves you, for you love your brother for his sake. Allah is saying, because you love him for Allah's sake, Allah says he loves you now. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce on the day when there will be no shade from the scorching heat of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. We are those people that loved each other for my sake. We are those people. أَلْيَوْمَ أُضِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. Today they need to come in the grandstand, as if to say in our terms, they need to come into the first row, come under the arsh of Allah, under the shade of the throne of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, for they loved each other for the sake of Allah. Tell them to come under the arsh of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the lesson number one is that we need to extend that love for each other. Allah would love us. That if you love your Muslim brother only for the sake of Allah, and for no other reason besides that, Allah will definitely, definitely love us. And to do things only for the sake of Allah, for no other reason. Person passes away, and then his wife is in tears. So, tears for a few days, until a person comes and knocks on the door, and he says that, Appa, don't worry, everything is still sorted out. So she was a little bit at ease and at calm. So people asked her, what that uncle, what he said, what he meant, like everything is okay, it's still going to continue, it's all okay, what did he mean? So she says that my husband was indebted, he was in debt. This man, so we went to him for assistance, he said, you work to pay off your debt, and I will pay your rent, your lights, your electricity, all bills until your debt is paid off for. So he says, you sure about that? You know, maybe I can have a repayment plan or something. So he says, no. Listen to me, you are in a very deep hole. If I don't help you now, you're going to sink even more. So let me help you with that. So when the husband passed away, then immediately the wife already had phone calls to say, whatever is in the estate, don't forget about us first. So she was parishan. But this man came and said, don't worry, it's all taken care of. So this lady, after 20 years, she's saying, my husband was alive obviously for about 7 years and he still helped. For 20 years, from another 13 or 14 years after that, he continued with that help only for the sake of Allah. No one knew at all. No one knew at all. Until one day, something, this lady had to move town and go to another place. So she came with a big gift, very big gift. And she says, this is for your husband. So the wife says, hey, wait, hold on, what's happening here now? What's such a big gift? No one brings things like this. He says, no, your husband used to pay my rent. Alhamdulillah, I've moved on in life. Someone else is going to be moving me to another town and it's all taken. I don't even know. The wife did not even know that this husband was taking care of that widow. She didn't even know. The wife didn't even know. So only for the sake of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability, that we do things only for the sake of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where will we find that love? Or how do we express that love? Muwafaqatul mahbubi ala jami'i ahwalihi. That what's the sign that we love Allah? That we will conform with the beloved in every condition. Whatever the nature of the condition, I am happy. May Allah wants me to wake up early on a summer morning and come for Fajr, I'll be happy with that. And late for Isha on a summer night, I'm happy with that. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me, I'm ready to put my head in the block, on the block, and to spill my blood and give whatever it takes for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when this one quality of mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then there is no stoppage, there is no way you can stop a person from excelling in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because that person is being driven with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we gain this love of Allah? Last month, or maybe the month before that, most probably last month it was, a bayan was given with regards to the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the ways that we discuss, how do we gain this mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is, look at the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. How many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. This naturally creates and it breeds love for the person who has conferred those favors upon us. Because hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. Number two is to recite the Quran and understand the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And number three is to recite a lot of nawafil salah. When a person recites nawafil salah, performs nawafil, he goes the extra mile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. When we do our fara'id, that's our duty. That's our duty. But going the extra mile and performing nawafil, that is a sign that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a person excels in nawafil and he spends more time in nafal, I begin to love him now. Hatta uhibba, I become his ears by means of which he hears, his tongue by means of which he speaks, and the different other limbs of the body. Dawud At-Tai, rahimahullah, pious person, he used to make dua, Allahumma hammak attala alayya al-humum. Oh my Allah, that pain of not being in with you, or not seeing you, oh my Allah, that pain has obliterated and washed away all other pain. Nothing else perturbs or disturbs me besides this, just this one worry and concern. How am I going to meet you, and when am I going to meet you? And he says, oh my Allah, from due to my mahabba for you, I'm restless towards the end of the night. I'm tossing on my bed. I'm waiting for those moments that I can wake up for tahajjud and have a direct communication with you, O my Allah. So that is because of mahabba that these things will be found. How do we, another important aspect is to make dua. How do we make dua? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, hadith appears in Tirmizi Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua to ask for mahabba. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. I'm sure a lot of you looking at me, Mawlana, how many du'as you promised us, it's coming. So inshallah, one day. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. We make du'a, O my Allah, I ask of you your love. Whatever we require, ask Allah. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. Amazing. Look at this dua. O my Allah, I ask of you your love and the love of those that love you. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. That I want the love of even those people that love you. One is you cannot get directly to the king. So you become favorable in the eyes of the minister. You know, one day is a step, one more step and you'll be with the king. So maybe we can't get directly, we're trying to get to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then become favorable in the eyes of the friends of Allah, we will become friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ, and the love of those actions that will take me to your muhabbat and love. Ulama explain and say that this name Al-Wadood, if there is any dispute between husband and wife, then this name, if it's read 1,000 times and blown into any food and they partake of it, inshallah those disputes will disappear, inshallah. Inshallah. So if you see any difference after tomorrow's supper, then must remember Al-Wadood was read 1,000 times because they're also listening. So anyway, Al-Wadood, this is one of the benefits of the names of Al-Wadood, the most loving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Al-Wadood Al-Majid. Al-Majid is the most venerable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most glorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Al-Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves all praise, for He is the greatest. Al-Majid. The most venerable. Because He deserves all praise, for everything has come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allama Shawkani rahimullah says Al-Majid actually means Kathirul Ihsani ila ibadihi. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively confers His bounties, because of which He deserves that greatness. Such greatness that there is la majda illa lah. There's no greatness except for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no greatness after the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And all greatness only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that any person who's going through any difficulty, there's many du'as we spoke throughout the different Mondays, but one du'a in Sahih al-Bukhari Nabi Sam has taught us is to read, La ilaha illallahul azimul halim. La ilaha illallahul azimul halim. La ilaha illallahu rabbul arshil azim. La ilaha illallahu rabbus samawati wa rabbul ardi wa rabbul arshil kareem. There is a recording of it if anyone wants every Mondays the program is recorded. So that dua, if a person recites this dua, then inshallah he'll get relief from his difficulty. So someone came to Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimullah and says, Oh Sufyan, who was a great muhaddis, I don't see the correlation. What's the link between this dua and difficulty? Because this dua is hymning the greatness of Allah. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Al-Azim, the most great. Al-Halim, the most tolerant. La ilaha illallah. Rabbul Arshil Azim, the owner of the Arsh. And it's all about the greatness of Allah. Rabbus Samawat, wa Rabbul Ard, wa Rabbul Arshil Kareem. So there's no relationship or any word of musiba, difficulty. So what's the link? Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimullah says, all you need to do is just glorify Allah. He will become so happy with you, He will want to see you happy. Just glorify Allah. Speak the greatness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatness. And read this dua about the greatness of Allah. Allah becomes so happy, He will want to see you happy. Means automatically He will remove you of the difficulty, that pareshani you find yourself in. In the end of the Durood Sharif, we find that this word Al-Majid is found. Innaka Hamidun Majid. Right at the end of the Durood Sharif, this dua, this word comes. Innaka Hamidun Majidun. We talk about the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama explain and say in Durood Sharif, it's amazing. That this Durood Sharif that we recite, when we recite Durood Sharif, it cuts off any possibility of shirk now. That mahabba is for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but it's controlled love. We love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but it's within limits and bounds. That is why we say, Allahumma Salli ala Muhammad. Umayyallah, you send salah and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umayyallah, you send it. I'm not worthy. I cannot give salat and salam to Nabi Sam as he deserves of it. I'm too low. Umayyallah, you give him the best of reward. And we ask in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we ourselves, we're very weak. And in the end of the dua, innaka hamidun majidun. No matter how much durood sharif I send upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, I require you to send it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because innaka hamidun. All you are deserving of all praise, and majidun, the most venerable. You are the greatest. No matter how much durood I send upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are still the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. And just one more name, very short discussion on it. So that is Al-Majid, the most venerable. And the last, this one more name is Al-Ba'ith. Al-Ba'ith means two possibilities. One is Al-Ba'ith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sent the Anbiya to the people with a message. Al-Ba'ith, because Ba'atha Yab'ath means to send someone on a mission. You send someone to accomplish something, on a task, on an errand. It's called Ba'ath. Ba'atha Yab'ath, to send. And the other meaning of Ba'atha Yab'ath, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make ba'ath. Ba'ath means resurrect those that are in their graves. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely resurrect us from the graves. The kuffar of the past, they used to doubt the greatness of Allah. And they used to say that how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to resurrect us from the grave, from the dead? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا, become steel and iron. أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي سُدُورِكُمْ, when you're in the grave and in the sand, you can become whatever creation, no matter whatever you think to be the strongest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who created you from nothing will resurrect you from something. Because when He created you initially, there was no means, there was nothing. And He created us. So the resurrection for Allah, there's nothing easy and difficult. But for us, we would say, at least there is something now to resurrect us. That is the meaning of Al-Ba'ath. And Al-Ba'ith, in the Quran, in Surah Qiyamah, La Uqsimu Biyawmi Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bala, Bala, definitely, Qadirina ala an nusawiya banana. We are even able to bring back His fingertips. He is doubting us resurrecting Him in the form and fashion He was in the world. Forget about that. I will even resurrect to the finest, minutest detail, that His fingertips will be how it was on the, in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to resurrect us. The lesson in this is that we are not here to stay, we are here to go. We are not living, we are dying mortals. We are not here to be here forever. Everyone, his time, clock is ticking. We gain closer to the grave and to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's time that we prepare for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us, grant us His mahabba, and grant each one of us the ability to recite the 99 names on a daily basis and create a love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the beautiful names, the Asma'ullahil Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi.